this win, specifically given this locker room right now?
Well, I mean, it's a game that is a very important game for us. We're trying to take care of the home court after losing last time, and we did what we're supposed to do, I believe. You know, we came out, we fought, and we fought to the end. So that's what you usually, when you do those things, it gives you a great chance to win the football game. We happen to win this one.
You guys are clicking on every aspect of the game, so a little extra juice feels a little extra special.
It feels extra special because we practice, and those are the things we talk about doing. Everybody playing complimentary football, offense complimenting defense, and special teams complimenting both offense and defense. And we did that today. We didn't have a lot of penalties. We didn't hurt ourselves. And it was good to finally see what it looks like when we allow the game plan to work and see if it'll work and not hurt ourselves like we've done in the past.
You obviously want to win every football game. Was there a little added sense of urgency kind of back against the wall when you came out tonight?
I think our backs have been against the wall for a while now. I think with just the bye week and the focus of every individual, the coaches, the way they've coached us and the things that we talked about as far as our tendencies, we came out and we practiced very hard this week. And coming into this game, I think every guy was confident in what we could do if we did what we set out to do, and that's not hurt ourselves.
Well, the offense jumping out to that early lead, how does that help the defense just mentally? I mean, forget physically. How does it help you guys mentally when they're up like that?
Well, you just feed off of one another. When they can put up points like that, you, as a defense, what you're trying to do is get off the field as soon as possible to get them back the ball to see if they can keep that momentum going. And they were able to do that. And we were able to get off the field a couple of times. And it's always a good thing to come out and give the offense, when they're clicking the way they're clicking the ball again.
How did the run defense help the pass rush out there tonight?
This was a highly potent running attack. We knew that with Charles. Much respect to him. And, you know, a lot of people don't give Jones the respect that I believe he deserves as being, you know, a 1,000-yard rusher, I think, the last 2 years or something like that. We knew we were up against in that aspect. So we knew we had to bring our big board pass this week.
Like the goal line stand, how much does that do for a defense emotionally, confidence-wise, something like that?
Well, it does a lot because, you know, we gave them a lot of handouts as far as keeping that drive alive. Missed assignments, some penalties to continue to push that thing down. And so we could have easily dropped our hairs and said, all right, we're up, whatever, 21 points. We can give them this. But guys didn't do that. We looked at each other and made sure that everybody does your responsibility, and we were able to hold them out.
What does that say going forward? The guys didn't do that.
Says a lot. Mentally tough. When adversity comes, as we face a whole bunch of it, guys will stand up for one another, and that's always a good thing.
Hunter looked like a running back out there, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Looked good, Hunter. He picked up that ball.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I ran about 10, 15 yards. I saw nobody else was chasing, so I kind of shut it down because I knew I had to go back out there for defense. But, you know, that's one of those things, effort. This is an effort thing. You know, Mario, effort. Got the ball out, you know. And it's crazy how things work. You know, he missed a fumble a couple of plays before. Came back to him this time. This time he, you know, made sure he scooped it and took off.
A lot of you guys have mentioned the Elway message. Did that resonate with this team, you think, pretty strongly?
I believe it did. I really do believe it did. I think he hit things right on the head, some of the things that he said. And I think a lot of it sometimes it takes someone coming in to say something that we've probably kind of been saying a little bit in-house a little bit, but takes, you know, especially a guy with John's stature and what he means to this organization and to us, for him to say it, I think it resonated with a lot of guys.
Right, nothing new necessarily, but a different hearing it from somebody else in a different vehicle, it has a different impact.
Just a different way of putting it also. He really says some things, like I said, it hit home for me. And I'm pretty sure it hit home for the rest of the guys as well.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.